Our next story is about a political fight on a massive scale. The Cultural Revolution in China started in 1966. It went on for a decade, and it turned the communist country upside down. The fighting started at the top of the Chinese leadership, then spread to nearly every corner of the nation. The purges, denunciations, and violent attacks hurt countless millions of people. Now, all these years later, some aging Chinese are looking back at their own actions during that time, and they're making public apologies, as the world's Matthew Bell reports.
The Cultural Revolution is still too politically taboo for real public debate in China. But on the outskirts of Beijing, you can visit a theme restaurant called Red Classic that celebrates the era of revolutionary fervor. Performers dressed up like Red Guards chant political slogans and sing patriotic songs from the Cultural Revolution. Long live Chairman Mao, they yell. And they even put on a skit in which poor villagers publicly humiliate their landlord, a hated class enemy. It's all good, kitschy fun, as long as you don't think about it too much. Some Chinese people would look at the scene here and find it pretty disturbing. That's 67-year-old Chen Xiaolu speaking with me at his home in a high-rent district of central Beijing. Chen says China has not yet learned the lessons of the Cultural Revolution. In those 10 years of chaos, he says, China lost sight of the rule of law and respect for human rights. Chen says people need to remember that for the sake of China's future. Chen's words have some weight. He's the son of Grand Marshal Chen Yi, a comrade of Mao himself and the former head of the People's Liberation Army. The general's son was also at the center of the storm when the Cultural Revolution kicked off in August 1966. The young Chen organized a meeting to criticize teachers and administrators at his elite Beijing school, and things got out of hand.
That event took place in the music hall, and the violence fightings happened on the stage, so all the students could see. And it was a very formal event, so the influence was extremely bad.
Chen says 10 or more people were beaten bloody by students that day. Later, the principal killed herself, and another teacher was beaten to death. Chen says he never took part in the violence directly, but he was a student leader from a prominent family, and that certainly inspired others to get involved.
This is similar to Pandora's box. Once you've opened the box and let the evil out, it's very difficult to put them back in. So when the evils are released, there was nothing I could do.
And how did you feel at that time?
I feel guilty.
Chen says that guilt stayed with him, and that's why he decided to make a public apology. This past summer, he and a few of his old schoolmates arranged a meeting with some of their teachers from the school, and Chen posted a letter online expressing his personal remorse. "I bear direct responsibility," he wrote. "I wasn't brave enough to stop the inhumane persecutions. It was a terrifying time." What moved Chen and his former schoolmates to apologize was looking at some photos from the year 1966 showing teachers being abused at their school.
We hoped that the future generation should know what happened during the Cultural Revolution.
Others have come forward with expressions of apology, and that's not an easy thing to do in a country that places great value on saving face. A recent episode of a Chinese reality show called Please Forgive Me featured a 61-year-old man apologizing to one of his teachers. The man named Zhang said he was 14 years old at the time. The Cultural Revolution was underway, and he took advantage of the chaotic situation by unfairly criticizing a teacher he didn't like. The teacher was roughed up by students, and then he lost his job. Zhang said he always felt guilty and wanted to make amends. One important thing about the apologies from both Zhang on the reality show and Chen, the son of the general, is that they are personal. They're not official expressions from a Chinese government that would rather not have people look too closely at one of China's darkest moments. Wu Di is the editor of an academic journal disseminated by email about the Cultural Revolution. It's called Memory.
I do not think that these apologies will have a big impact on people reflecting on the Cultural Revolution or the Mao era. These kind of apologies lack reflection on why people were beating people.
Wu says the violence didn't just come from individuals behaving badly. It had a social and political context. The chaos of the Cultural Revolution, many would argue, was caused by a power struggle inside the Communist Party. And that's why China's current leaders don't want people digging too deeply into what really happened. Wu says people need to understand the era better. They need to talk about it, read about it, and debate what went wrong. That way, they can help make sure something like the Cultural Revolution never happens again. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Beijing.
You can see a video from that theme restaurant Matthew visited and some of the pictures from the Cultural Revolution we just heard about at PRI.org.